Me and Jamal Rowe came out today and just had a good time with the kids. We played 7-on-7 with them. I threw a touchdown. It was real fun. It's just fun coming out hanging out with the kids and like let them just see NFL players like really care about the community.
Today was fun. It was a Play 60 event. We interacted with the kids and we made sure they had fun at the end of the day. It was a lot of competition out here. It was just good to see all kids being taught character and to interact with each other. A lot of things are made for kids to be in the house, so for them to be out here outside as hot as it is in Houston is very important for them to, you know, interact and have fun. They now see that they have opportunity and they have a chance and you know, to be in our shoes one day. So for us to show them that we care about them as much as we do, it left a huge impact.
Welcome back to the show. Patty Smith alongside Drew Doherty. And Drew, you know, it's just always good, and it never ceases to amaze me how much time these players spend out there in the community doing all these different things.
I know. Jamal Roll, Dre Howell had a good time earlier, a week ago at the Munoz Play 60 camp, and Dre Howell might be starting for this defense in 2015. He's making a move and seeing more time at safety than he was at corner. So keep an eye on Dre Howell.
Well, we've talked a little bit about offensive line. We met Stan Hickson, the coach, in the last segment. I had a chance to sit down with Dwayne Brown. And Dwayne, you know, it seems like he just got here. He seems like he was just that shy little rookie just yesterday. But he has really grown into be a leader and a vet on this team.
The most tenured Texan, you know, on the team. He's not the oldest, but he's been here the longest. And you guys are talking about some serious exercise. You're not messing around with, you know, 15 minutes on the elliptical. You're doing yoga.
Hot yoga.
I mean, yoga itself is, you get some weird spots, weird positions, but you add in, 102 degrees? I don't know.
Let's see how Dwayne liked it.
Yeah, it's very difficult. When you first start out, it's extremely difficult. And I guess, you know, being I've played football so long, my muscles and joints are a little different than some people. So it takes you a while to get used to it. But after a while, it started to loosen up something, you get used to it.
Is this kind of something that you think is becoming more and more prevalent among athletes, and how does it translate and help on the field?
I think it really helps for just injury prevention, you know, being more limber and having your muscles and everything, being able to stretch more can cause you to kind of prevent injury more. You know, you're able to, you know, shift and maneuver your body into more positions without, you know, fear of being injured because of the yoga thinking, and so I think a lot of people do it for that reason.
Is it something, if you went back 5-10 years ago and someone said you'd be out at Chopra doing yoga and meditation, is that your reaction?
Yeah, I would laugh for sure. I didn't know way I would have did yoga 3 years ago, you know what I mean? So, you know, but that's the great thing of, you know, growing as a person and evolving.
Let's talk a little bit about the huge strides this team took from, you know, last year, from the year before, going from 2-14 to 9-7. You know, what's next, and is this team kind of on the brink of the next big thing? And what is that, and why?
I think so. I think we definitely realize the kind of talent we have. I think the will to win is there, and you know, more importantly, people, you know, guys, myself, we've bought into the system more. We know it more. I think we're more comfortable with the coaches. The coaches are more comfortable with us. And just our work ethic, you know, it's at an all-time high. The competition level and practice every day is extremely high. And we're all holding each other accountable, which is, I think, something that's just a common factor among the great teams. You know, just players holding each other accountable. We're all doing that.
How much does, and you kind of touched on a little bit, but being more comfortable with the coaching staff, now that they've been here for a year, you're not so much learning just how to do their stuff. I mean, you're a veteran, you kind of probably had your routine anyway, but as a team, how much does that help to kind of have that settled in?
It helps a lot. I think when, you know, you have a new coaching staff come in and you're learning a new system, you know, it's kind of overwhelming. You know, you're trying to stick to your game and improve your game as much as possible while learning a new system. It's a very, very tough task, you know. So as you have a year into the system and now you're more comfortable with the knowledge of it, you're not thinking about it so much, you're able to focus on more things in your game. I think a lot of us as players are able to do that now.
Well, Drew, and the rest of the offensive line also going to be looking a little bit different than what we've seen.
Yeah, you know, the guy lining up just to the right of Dwayne Brown is going to be Xavier Sofilo, you think. And last year as a rookie, he played in spots, kind of struggled, but this year he's had a whole year in the system. He thinks, you know, it's just slowed down for him so much, the mental aspect of the game. And when we've talked with Dwayne Brown, he said that Xavier Sofilo is just going to be great in the league, in the NFL. And I can't wait, for one, to see what he does this year in the years to come. But I think you're going to see a marked improvement there at the left guard spot.
All right, great stuff. Thank you so much, Drew. We have to take one final time out, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, Mark will be back in this seat, and we'll wrap things up. Stay with us.